Now, according to the latest State of South Africa's Fathers report, just 35% of children live with their biological dads. That's the lowest in recorded history. But is it fair to keep talking about absent fathers without asking what is pushing them away? Well, debt, no work, shame, emotional isolation, all quiet forces that are driving many fathers into the shadows. With me now is Samantha Moyana from the National Debt Advisors Organization as we look at the reason why so many men are silently disappearing. Samantha, what are we getting wrong here? And a warm welcome to you in how we frame the so-called absent dad. Your organization's got a different view.
Yes, definitely. Our South African fathers are silently disappearing from their families due to a combination of factors, including financial struggles. Many fathers feel crushed by debt, job losses, and economic pressure, making it difficult for them to live up to traditional expectations of fatherhood. And the pressure to be the primary provider can be overwhelming, and many fathers feel like they have failed if they can't meet these expectations. The societal pressure can lead to feeling of shame and fear of failure, because we all know that people expect a lot from a father because you are the man of the home. You need to provide. And when you're unable to provide, you are being judged.
You speak to struggling men every day. What do they tell you? What is the anguished cry that you hear from them?
At National Debt Advisors, over 60% of our clients are men aged 29 to 48, and 76% of joint debt review application are led. Most men, you'd find them having so many debt, and you'd see that it's loans, it's clothing accounts. You see, okay, maybe this guy took out this clothing account because he has to take out clothing for his children. Because so many of them do open up that, you know what, I'm not in this situation because I want to. I'm the sole provider, not only providing for my family, but for my extended family as well. So many of them do find themselves in debt crisis because of the expectations that I expected from them.
And you go on to say that debt doesn't just destroy wallets, it breaks spirit.
Definitely, it does. You know, if you're unable to provide, you feel less of a person, you feel guilty, you feel useless, because some people do tend to judge, you know. You can also see, for example, if you go to family gatherings, if you're unemployed, you're not going to get the attention that someone who's employed gets. And we all know that, right? And that has put a lot of pressure to so many men because they feel less important. But we're not seeing the deeper reason of fatherhood. It's not only about financial support. It's also the importance of the father being present, because so many children out there are growing up without present fathers.
I want to come back to that age band, 29 to 48. Why do you think this age group in particular is so vulnerable to financial and emotional collapse?
You know, starting from the young age when someone works, so many people have already gotten children at the youngest age. And when you start working, you've already have so many responsibilities at hand. As I've mentioned, that it's not only the children that so many men do take care of. Some men still take care of their families, their siblings as well. Hence why we have, with the gathering of the statistics on our side, was from 29 to 48.
The stereotype would say that men generally, and again, particularly among that cohort, don't want help. Is it that they don't want help, or they don't know how to ask for help?
To be honest with you, many men fear being judged or criticized for their financial situations, leading them to avoid seeking help, as they associate seeking help with weaknesses, you know, rather than strength, which is why many of them avoid seeking financial guidance, and they find themselves struggling to express their emotional vulnerability, which will make it difficult for them to even discuss openly with anyone their financial struggles. They just fear of being judged, or fear of, or as if maybe you don't have your matters in control. So they just don't want to be vulnerable.
So you've seen men wait until they're literally drowning in debt before reaching out. So it would become incumbent, surely, on partners, on friends, or maybe even children to do something to help them ask for support before they reach that breaking point. How does a family dynamic then approach that particular problem?
With most men, they are not open. It's very hard to get a man to actually open up, speaking from experience, because they feel like, I don't want to be seen as if I'm weak. Hence why we do advise them that, okay, fine, if you don't want to discuss with your family because you don't want to be judged, you don't want to feel like maybe you don't have your financial finances in order, it's always important for you to seek out assistance from a financial advisor or speak to friends out there. If you're unable to, if you don't want to speak out, make Google your friend. Google some tips, how can I manage my debt? But don't be sitting with the stress within yourself, because when it comes to a breaking point, so many of them, you'll be so surprised that, oh, we didn't know that this person was going through so much because they don't want to speak. But seeking assistance doesn't mean that you are weak or less of a person, you know?
And just a final one then, and leading on from that, suicide and general mental health are taboo topics among men, I would suggest to you. Are there warning signs that families should be looking out for that the parent, the dad, might be spiraling?
Yes, definitely. One of the warning signs you can look for is when that person has gotten paid. How is their emotion? How is their attitude? Because with so many of people, you can tell on the payday or before payday, they are moody. They are angry. They just anxious. They just, everything just triggers them. That is a one big sign that, okay, this person could be going through a lot financially. Find a way of opening up, find a way of speaking to that person, especially if it's your partner you see those traits with. Sit him down, ask him, are you okay? Or maybe let's draw up a budget or our expenses for the household. Maybe that's when you discover that this person has got so much in their plate that they are taking up, but they are very much afraid to open up and say, this is too much for me to handle. There's so many things that you can see within a person's mood and emotions when it comes finances. Yes,
it's a very serious topic. Samantha Moyana, thank you very much indeed from National Debt Advisors.